stop me now. Don't stop me, 'cause I'm having a good time, having a good time.
I'm a shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity.
Well, let's hope they were defying some kind of law. The pilots of Northwest Flight 188 didn't stop. Yesterday, the flight from San Diego to Minneapolis kept going past Minneapolis inexplicably for an extra 150 miles. And in addition to that, if that's not odd enough, there was a complete radio silence from the plane for almost an hour. Here's Mary Schiavo, former Inspector General for the Transportation Department.
This is a long time to be out of radio contact for a discussion about company rules. I will suspect that it was fatigue and that they were asleep, unless it was one heck of an argument.
She suspects they were asleep. Is anyone else completely horrified by this? The pilots say they were having a discussion about company policy. Captain Jeffrey Skiles, please reassure me. He's a pilot for the U.S. Airways. He's also was a co-pilot with Captain Chesley Sully Sullenberger. He's vice president of the Coalition for Airline Pilots Association that represents professional pilots. Captain, please tell me there's no possible way these pilots fell asleep while they were flying a plane.
Well, I mean, fatigue is an issue right now. In fact, right now the FAA is coming up with a notice of proposed rulemaking to perhaps change some of the fatigue rules that we work under. Right now, you can work as long as 16 hours straight on duty and have as little as 8 hours off and then go out for another 16-hour period. And it's a fatiguing situation. And it's something that's been recognized by the House Aviation Subcommittee in the legislation that they just recently passed just last week, and now it's moved on to the Senate.
You know, there's been all this outcry over truck drivers falling asleep. If there's been incidents in the past of a pilot falling asleep in the cockpit, shouldn't we have done something about it before this?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're right. Truck drivers actually have less restrictive rules than we do. I mean, more restrictive rules
yeah.
than we work under as pilots. But it's been something that the industry has fought successfully for years.
The industry, NTSB, you mean the airline companies?
Right. The NTSB has been citing fatigue as a contributing factor, at least, in accidents for the last 20 years, and it's been on their top 10 list of things that need to be addressed, but it has not up till now.
When people say fatigue, though, when they say a fatigued pilot, when I've heard these stories before, I've imagined somebody who's fatigued. They're tired. They're at the controls and maybe they're not at their best. I don't imagine somebody who's asleep.
Well, I mean, you're right, but fatigue leads to sleep. Not that I'm saying this even happened here. We don't know what's happened
right
here. I mean, once the NTSB investigates, listens to the cockpit voice recorder tape, talks to the pilots involved, you know, it'll become, you know, much clearer. But, you know, as a general issue, fatigue is a very important issue to pilots in this industry.
You know, the other thing that seems alarming about this is that they could have been out of radio contract for an hour. Let's assume, and obviously this is a big assumption, we don't know what happened here, as you said, but let's assume that they did fall asleep. There's 144 passengers, and there's flight attendants on that plane. Is there no other way to contact someone?
Well, you don't. First of all, the flight attendants obviously have no contact with the ground, and because of security measures right now with the locked cockpit door, you don't really have a lot of contact with the flight attendants in the course of a flight. I mean, maybe other than the PA announcements, unless there's some reason to contact them, you really don't talk to the flight attendants at all during the course
right,
of the flight.
Right, but Captain Jeffrey Skiles, at some point they went 150 miles past their target. Wouldn't a flight attendant kind of look at their watch and say, gee, what's going on, and knock on the cockpit door and say, yo, guys, we passed Minneapolis?
But I could see where it wouldn't happen either. You know, a lot of times, even when you're coming into the, the general area around an airport, you get put in holding patterns, you get vectored around continuously for long periods of time. Adding another 30 minutes to a flight, that you expected to land, adding another 30 minutes to it, I wouldn't be something that I think would really attract the attention of a flight attendant.
So, you know, in this particular case, everything ended happily. The flight landed safely.
And fortunately, they had enough gas to do that, which surprised me, because normally you don't carry that much fuel where you can fly an additional 300 miles and come back in and land with safe reserves. So, they obviously had a lot more gas than aircraft would normally be dispatched with.
You know, Jeffrey Skiles, this I can't help but draw a parallel between this particular flight and your famous flight where you and Chesley Sullenberger landed your plane on the Hudson River, and in which case, in your particular situation, it was absolutely critically important that you were completely aware at all times and absolutely watching every instrument and knowing what was going on. And in this particular instance, where no matter what happened, even if they were just distracted by an argument, we're talking about pilots who completely lost track of what they were doing in the cockpit. And you know, I can't help but think that to a certain extent, because nobody was hurt, because this did end happily, that maybe this adds to your argument and that of Captain Sullenberger, that we need to pay more attention to the working conditions of the pilots who have the passengers' lives in their hands.
Oh, absolutely. You know, as we've discussed here, the fatigue issue is very important to us. And you know, the other issue that is huge right now and was addressed in the House Aviation Subcommittee is the experience level of pilots in cockpits, because particularly on regional jet affiliates, the experience levels have plummeted in the last few years as they attempt to maintain $16,000 a year wages. The experience level has plummeted dramatically to levels that we have not seen in this industry before. Just as an example, one regional affiliate that is a regional affiliate for the airline I work for, as recently as a few years ago or 5 years ago, they required 2,500 hours of experience, which would probably be about 3 to 4 years in the industry before they would even accept an application. Well, just to maintain the wage levels, they've dropped that now to 500 hours of experience, which
wow.
is less than a year. And as recently as a couple of years ago, they were hiring pilots with 250 hours, which
oh.
is no experience
you're,
at all.
You're not reassuring me, Captain.
Right
I asked you for
school.
Reassurance. Captain Jeffrey Skiles is a pilot for U.S. Airways. He landed the plane on the Hudson with Captain Chesley Sullenberger. He's also vice president of the Coalition of Airline Pilots Association.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.